I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That news story you had earlier about the young boy, just only 9 years old, he's sleeping, and some drunk jumps, hits his room, lands, plows through his room, almost kills his poor little kid. He's had a terrible 2020. Here's the news clip from it.
This is a photo of the Jeep that slammed into this house at 2 a.m. Tuesday. Underneath it, Jameson Langley, who had been up late watching YouTube.
At first, I was just screaming cuss words at him. I'm like, what the flip, dude? I'm under here.
Pinned underneath the truck, unable to move and having difficulty breathing, Jameson says he was thinking of his guardian angel.
My dad passed in like January, so I hope that didn't happen to me. And if that did, at least I would be with him.
Asking his dad for help.
Get me out of here. Mainly just that, and I'm scared quite a lot.
A paramedic named Chris stepping in for Jameson's dad, keeping the boy calm, reassuring him everything would be okay.
He was talking to me, making sure I could feel everything.
Jameson has a message for the man in his mid-40s who police say was drunk, driving so fast the family's doorbell camera didn't pick him up until he hit the house.
He trapped me under his Jeep for over an hour, and my bedroom and everything is in there is destroyed. Thanks to my bunk beds destroyed. My dresser's destroyed. My room's destroyed. If you're seeing this, this is all your fault.
The kid was looking right into the camera.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, whew. What happened? Because you're trying to track down his mom. And obviously, you don't want to butt in anybody's privacy. But somebody texted that he'd said he might want a PlayStation 2 or 3 or whatever they are now. Yeah, and then bunk beds or something. And I go, man, well, let's just get it for him. I know insurance will probably pay for it, but it takes a while. Why don't we... You know, whatever he needs, we'll handle it today.
So I found a number, and then I had a family friend call me and say, yes, that she didn't want to go on the air, but she's like, that is the number. So I've called and left a couple of messages with the mom and haven't heard anything back.
Do you have the lady who called number?
I do.
Call her and go, hey, will you reach out to her, please, and just let them know that, you know, we're not weirdos. And certainly we understand if they want privacy, but just tell us one way or another. I'd like to help the family if they need help.
Just looking to help.
I'm Lou Fletzik for the Journey to Your Morning Show.
You know what? Hold on that. Jake, you are just full of surprises.
There's a lot going on today. So I've been trying to get a hold of Samantha from that story about Jameson where the drunk driver came through, landed on him in the Jeep. So now I can't get a hold of Samantha. So Samantha's mom, Seal, just called. She's on the line now. Because Samantha, I guess wherever they are, she doesn't have reception or her phone has died, so she's freaking out because she couldn't get back a hold of us. So this is her mom.
All right, let me get to that then. Hold on, Lysik. Seal, stay here. Seal, this is Johnny. We're on the air.
Hey, Johnny, how are you? It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. We were trying to get hold of your daughter, Samantha, or Jameson, yes. your grandson.
The hotel that they're at, her reception is spotty. And sometimes you can get her and sometimes you can't. So I just wanted you guys to know she is totally not ignoring you, but that is definitely the case.
Oh, I knew that. I didn't think she was ignoring us. I don't want to bother her. I know they've had a terrible year so far. We just wanted to help if there was something.
Crappy year. Yeah, 2020 has definitely not been our year. Her husband, 30 years old, stage 4 colon cancer, finally lost his battle. There are 4 boys. The oldest 2 are twins, Jameson and Jacoby, so they're 9. And then there's 2 little, 6 and 4. So she's got her hands full, and then, you know, you add this to it, which...
It's just so much. You know, you think of it, 4 boys, 30 years old, stage 4 colon cancer takes somebody. That's just, yeah. And then as a little guy's dealing with that, we go into this quarantine, so you lose your friends, and you're jammed in the house with your brothers, and then some drunk rams your house and almost kills him, 9 years old, and dude, he's something else, man. You watch that clip of him, look right into the camera, man, that's a strong-willed kid.
He's definitely a strong-willed little boy. He has no problem telling you exactly what's on his mind.
No, he's really direct and not in a like a jerky way, like an adult way. Like this
you
is
did
what
this.
I mean. He's
most, it's a grown up, no ass. Yeah,
most kids can't.
No, and
you know
that's
they,
exactly how my daughter has raised them. She's raised all of her boys to be straightforward, to tell you exactly what needs to be said in a manner that is not disrespectful, but you're going to know that they're present.
Yeah, it's. So what's the situation? Is there anything that they need help with?
So for right now, they're looking at being in that hotel anywhere between 2 and 4 months. Her biggest problem, in all honesty, is going to be meals because there's no kitchenette. So it's, you know, going to this family or that family or DoorDash. DoorDash has become her new best friend. So gift cards of any kind would be super awesome so she can start replacing some of the clothes and all of the oldest two twins, since it was their room, they lost everything. Their toys, their TVs, most of their clothes were ruined. So gift cards would be great so she can start giving them back some type of normalcy.
Right. I mean, right now there's no place to put furniture because they're in a hotel. But they will need it. And will there? Do you know, did this guy have insurance? Did she have homeowner's insurance?
She has homeowner's insurance. We do not know anything about the gentleman other than what we've heard through the news because the police report still hasn't been issued. So we don't know if he has insurance, doesn't have insurance.
Right.
We don't know anything right now.
So really, I think gift cards, like food gift cards, helping them get meals right now. What was it about a PlayStation? If they're stuck in a hotel room, man, with 3-4 boys, Jesus Christ.
Think of your own house.
Right. So their PlayStation was completely shattered. And Jameson was like, well, Mom, you know, because he obviously overhears adults talking. And he's like, well, can I get my Xbox One that I wanted? And she's like, buddy, they're not going to replace it with an Xbox One. They're only going to give you one like you had. And he goes, well, I guess I can live with that. So. Gotcha. The family's been trying to come up with enough money.
So he would like an Xbox instead of a PS4.
Correct.
All right. Let me work on this. We have your number, Seal?
Hang on.
I'm going to put you on with Jake. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Jake's going to pick up. Jake, I'm going to hit a song. I want to reset Adult Toy. Just tell them we'll get their numbers and we will come back to them. But I want to handle this first. Then we'll get back into this. Hey, Seal, I'm so glad you called, and I'm so sorry this is happening to your family, and I'm so sorry your son-in-law. It's a hard thing for a family to lose a father at 30 years of age to such a terrible disease like colon cancer, and then go through this. It's
awful. It really is.
Well, I'm going to put you on with Jake. Stay right there. Guys, you know, let me think about this for a second. So we're talking about a new Xbox controllers, whatever that comes with. And then does Bob has some cards, doesn't he? Let me get Bob real quick. I think we have a few.
Hello.
How you doing on food cards?
We've got some. We've got some Mr. Good Sense. I know we have those for sure, and some Freddy's steak burgers. So I know we have some of those things we can certainly pass along.
Well, that's a decent little start. But we're gonna go. You know, we're gonna get into this, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, stay right there. Let me play a song. We're gonna let the people for Adult Toy go. I promise you, we'll call you guys back, Jamie, John, and Danielle. We're gonna get back with Seal after we get some information. Will you look up what an Xbox is?
Yep.
And how we can get one and where we can get one. And they may be really tight right now because of the pandemic.
Sure.
I don't know if we'll be able to put our hands on a new one. And obviously, so I know one of you really fantastic listeners would call with a used one, but being as we are living in the times we are. We're going to need this one to be new and in the box.
And I just don't mean to add on to it, but watching the story myself, I know the guy ran over and bent his bike, too. That was another thing. So he jacked his bike, which he's not going to be able to probably ride for right now.
Right.
Just as one more
thing. And I don't know if they've even got anywhere to put such a thing right now.
Exactly.
So whether homeowners insurance deals with this, and it should be good.
Yeah, good point.
That
the Xbox that will save them in the hotel.
And the expense of a hotel. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully the homeowners will help with that. But right now it's meals. I mean, that's the one thing they're not going to take care of. You still have to eat. You know, it's, I don't know anything or any details about how they provide for themselves, how this has been working out with the pandemic, if an essential worker or not. We don't have any answers, but I know we can do something. Stay right there. We're going to come back and let's see if we can help these guys out. It is Friday, and the show's taking a turn here, and I think we'll be able to handle this quickly. If you've missed the news, there's a young boy, a family. It's been a terrible year for this kid and his family. He lost his father, 30 years old, stage 4 colon cancer, 30. And that happened in January. You know how the world's been going. You're not going to school. You're not with your friends. You've been staying at home. And while he's at home, this happens.
This is a photo of the Jeep that slammed into this house at 2 a.m. Tuesday. Underneath it, Jameson Langley, who had been up late watching YouTube.
At first, I was just screaming cuss words at him. I'm like, what the flip, dude? I'm under here.
Pinned underneath the truck, unable to move and having difficulty breathing, Jameson says he was thinking of his guardian angel.
My dad passed in like January, I hope that that didn't happen to me. And if that did, at least I would be with him.
Asking his dad for help.
Get me out of here. Mainly just that, and I'm scared. I cried a lot.
A paramedic named Chris stepping in for Jameson's dad, keeping the boy calm, reassuring him everything would be okay.
He was talking to me, making sure I could feel everything.
Jameson has a message for the man in his mid-40s who police say was drunk, driving so fast the family's doorbell camera didn't pick him up until he hit the house.
He trapped me under his Jeep for over an hour, and my bedroom and everything is in there is destroyed. Thanks to my bunk bed's destroyed. My dresser's destroyed. My room's destroyed. If you're seeing this, this is all your fault.
That kid is not kidding anymore. He looked right in the camera and was like, I've had enough of this year.
He's holding him accountable.
Well, I mean,
as he should.
It's heartbreaking, man. And I don't want to dwell on this kid's misery. And it seems, we all know, but to lose your father like that, ugh. Have you found an Xbox?
I know the price
of it. What do they cost? Okay.
They cost between $350 and $400 for the console.
Okay. So here's the thing. I just had a text from my friend Chris Kubas, and I got $300 for you for that family of boys, John. So there's $300. You're going to keep track of this?
Yes.
This is going to be a lot for these people to eat. And here's the thing that Grandma said. It's really going to be about turning cards into restaurant cards for them. Mm-hmm. There's no kitchenette. What the insurance will pay for is this, the whole kind of hotel they're going to be in, and there's not going to be any way to cook food. There's not going to be a way to hold on to food. It's going to be that little refrigerator.
For 2 to 4 months, she said.
Yeah.
2 to 4 months.
I mean, now you're going to be living out of a hotel room for 2 to 4 months with these four boys. There's no playground. There's no, you know what I mean? Like, this is not good. It's not like a swimming pool is going to open up and you can go to it.
No.
This is another situation altogether you got to deal with. Not to mention the pandemic and people coming in and out and travelers and all of the above. It's a lot. But maybe today's the day we get out of our own heads and our own arguments and we do something mm-hmm. good and we all point in the same direction for a few minutes. Start with 300. Mark, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, John, I got 100 for you, man.
Beautiful. Now, how do we do it? You know what I'm going to need? Is that we're only going to be able to accept it into Hope for the holidays, and then we'll go buy cards.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be the best way for us to do that. Go to any U.S. bank and tell them Hope for the holidays, and we'll alert them that there's going to be some people coming in to asking about those accounts today. If you put that $100 in today, I can get those cards by tonight or tomorrow morning.
This afternoon.
You're a good man, Mark.
So 400 covers a console. You do have to throw in, like, you'll need games.
Yeah, we'll get there. So. Okay. Mark, what do you do, by the way?
I am a delivery driver for two different companies.
You've been working your ass off.
Yes, sir.
You've been staying safe?
Six days a week, yeah.
Man, for real, take good care, man. I'm seeing it up close with Belshi right now.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I love you, brother. Thank you, man. Hey, Steve, you're on there. Good morning.
Hey, I'd like to, I said 100, but I'm going to throw in $200.
Good man. What do you do?
Me? I'm one of those scumbag managers you know about.
You are no good. But this makes you quite a bit better.
Good.
You are.
I just want to do this. You know, I was very lucky growing up. I'm very lucky I'm still gainfully employed. So I want to help take care of this family. No kid should have to go through this.
No, man. Not lose your father, lose your stuff, lose your home. Everything that a little kid needs to stay stable and to feel protected is just taken from you, man.
Yeah, I agree. So, well, I'll get it dropped off to U.S. Bank. You guys have a good day.
Hey, man. Bless you, brother. Thank you. Love you. Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I've got $400 for the Xbox.
Wow. Man, that's a lot of money, man. Not everybody's been making money, and nobody's been making the money they used to make. What do you do?
I am an owner of a construction, in the construction industry, and we survived the corona and the quarantine and all that. So I'm blessed to have three boys myself, and just want to help out.
You're a good man, and I appreciate you, man. I'm glad the business is holding together for you. I hope you guys do great. Hope all your employees do well. Be safe. Take that to a U.S. bank. The account is Hope for the Holidays. Just let them know, and then I will turn that into DoorDash or Chili's cards or whatever it is they prefer. I'm going to find out what kind of restaurants are around them and what the kids like and the kind of things that they would like to eat and get them at least the healthiest food, not go on a full fast food diet.
Perfect.
Gotcha, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. And I feel like, hold on one second. Are we at Kenny? Are you there, Kenny? Is that Kenny?
Yeah,
what's going on,
man?
Good, man.
Not too much. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I want to throw down $100 to help those kids.
What do you do?
I'm an electrician, and I've also, at my job, I've won a couple of contests, and I've got $75 in Home Depot gift cards I want to give to them, too. They can probably use them a lot more than me right now.
Well, I don't know when they'll be able to use them. You know, insurance should get their house done. They're going to have to live in a hotel. So
yeah, I figured maybe mom could go get some decor or something she wants for the house.
You're a sweet man. That's really thoughtful of you, brother. I don't know how to get those cards from you right now, though. That's my hang-up.
I could drop them off to Bob at some point.
You know what? Let me get... Hey, Jake. I need you to get Kenny's number so Bob and he can make a plan, because they don't let anybody in this building right now. You stay there, Kenny. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. So, controllers are how much?
$350 to $400.
Okay, for that's controllers and the Xbox. And then games, we're going to need to get, like, how much is a game?
Let me go back screens. I think it was like $50 to $60. I don't want to tell you the wrong number, though. I have to switch.
I don't have I don't have any gaming system, so I don't know what a game normally costs. But obviously, yeah, you want to put 10 games in there,
sure.
So that they
with
can,
four boys,
yeah,
yeah. Like Call of Duty, here's $60. Patrick Mahomes, his Madden's $30 on sale.
Let's go average $50 a game times 10. That's $500. So that's all told, and that does come with controllers.
Yes. The console system's one thing, and these are just separate games to play on them.
So, but the controller, and I know I keep asking the same question, but the controllers are with the game.
I don't want to tell you because I don't have gaming, so.
See,
we got to see if it comes with one, because a lot of times they come with only one controller.
All right. Let's round this up to a cool $1,000 that it's going to cost us to get that done. So that's $1,000 for that. And then let's do another $1,000 in cards. Where are we at?
Currently, we're at $1,100 right now.
All right. I'll stay right there, man. Hold on a second. Jacob, you're on the air. Good morning. Holy cow. Is this Jacob?
Hey, man.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I was going to donate $500, but I just realized that you guys need an extra $1,000, so let's do the whole $1,000.
Well, that puts us all the way over the top, my friend. That's you know what? You don't have to shoulder that. I've got some other calls. You don't have to eat that whole bill.
Hey, this family needs it. It's been a rough time for a lot of people, a lot of friends, and I've had some good business, so let's just do it.
What do you do, Jacob?
I actually opened my own HVAC company last year.
Wow, you guys, that's a dangerous job to be in right now, man, getting in people's homes.
I know, but we're doing well, and let's just spread it out.
You're a good man. That's awfully kind of you. It's good to hear that. Hold on. Whew. That is exactly what I needed. So that puts us
2100.
All right. Only just hold on the rest of the calls, Jake. Because I can see Gary and Kevin and Robert and Dustin and all those guys called to help, and I want them to help and put that money in the bank, and then we'll, in case it goes over or under, we can keep helping out. Gary.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, man. Hey,
go ahead. We're going to go ahead and give the 100 man. That family's gone through enough. Let's help them out as much as we can.
You're a sweet man, Gary. If you put that at U.S. Bank, hope for the holidays, I'll make sure that it gets to them, okay?
Yes, sir.
Because we're over and above right now, and you're a wonderful guy. Kevin.
Yes, I would like to do 100, Johnny.
Can you put it in that U.S. Bank, hope for the holidays?
Yes, I can do that today for sure.
I will make sure that we turn that into whatever those guys need. Right now, we got the Xbox, the games, the controllers, and then we will make sure that it's a minimum of $1,000 worth of food cards. And then if it starts to get short, we'll stay in touch with them, and we'll make sure that we continue to help them until they get back in their house.
That's awesome.
You're a good man, Kevin. I appreciate you, brother. Stay safe.
Thanks.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, hey, Johnny. This is Robert. I've actually listened on radio.com. I just passed the Rocklahoma sign in Pryor, Oklahoma.
I know.
I got $100. Yeah. I lost my dad when I was 9 years old to diabetes, and I just grabbed my heartstrings right there, man. That young man sounds like I have four sons also, man, and he sounds like a pistol.
Right. And, you know, that's what you got to do, right? Especially if you're only 9 years old. You lose your father, wow. that male figure in your life, and then you lose school, so you lose your social structure. Then you see all these scary things on television about a pandemic and COVID, and then somebody crashes a goddamn drunk vehicle through the wall of your house and almost smokes you. It's, and then you lose your house, and then you got to go to a strange hotel room, man. It's, it is definitely a sink or swim time for that family.
Yep, absolutely, man. And I just want to help out any way we can.
You're a good man.
Got $100 for you. We'll get it to U.S. Bank.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. All right, one more. And I know every phone line's jammed up. And, guys, if you don't get through, you can always go to U.S. Bank. And you know the money's always going to go somewhere good. Dustin? Oh, I lost him. I lost him. All right, well, I got this figured out. Hey, Seal, this is the mother of Samantha, guys. The grandmother of Jameson, the young boy. Hey, Seal.
Hey, Johnny. Thank you, guys. This is amazing. It kind of helps restore faith in people. Kansas City, you guys are the best. Seriously.
Well, it's, I wish it was something better that we could offer, but what we'll do is make sure that there's an Xbox with controllers and 10 games. We'll give you, we'll take care of that, and then we'll find a way to catch up with you and hand that off. And also, then, if you ask what they like to eat, I will try to get gift cards to those restaurants.
Okay.
And then, if it's easier to go to get an Uber Eats gift card, we'll figure it out together. What's the easiest thing for them? Where they are? What location? Like what she feels comfortable with? You know, you don't want the kids to go on the sponsor McDonald's. We love you, but you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
You just want to help out. I got to tell you. As tragic as this is, I think I need it as much as they need help, and I think the city needs to remember that we're all good.
You guys are great. Thank you again. My family cannot thank you enough. The boys are going to just be ecstatic. They really will be.
Well, I'm so glad he wasn't injured, and I know this is just a suck time for everybody, and I just hope it goes as good as it can. And we're going to stay in touch and make sure that you guys stay okay, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Stay right there. Well done, you guys. Really. Well done.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9. The Rock. Kansas City's rock station is KQRC Leavenworth. A radio.com station.
Powered by Kansas Speedway.
98.9, The Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.